Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In my last report to the General Council in October, I highlighted that the negotiations had started again to move ahead in earnest. Today, I believe that we are closer to achieving the major goal we all have, which is establishing modalities in agriculture and NAMA, which in turn would pave the way to the conclusion of the round. It is doable, and again, we are closer to our goal today, but it is not yet done. Since my last report, the TNC has held one informal meeting on the 30th of November. My opening remarks at that meeting were made available to delegations. Document job 07/191. And let me very briefly underline a few points I've made then. In my remarks, I gave a brief overview of the progress made in the negotiations across the board. More progress is needed, of course, starting with Ag and NAMA, and we must aim to step up the pace in all areas and prepare for the final phase of the negotiations. The discussion at this meeting was useful and frank. It reflected a widely shared understanding that substance is now driving the process, starting with agriculture and NAMA. Securing agreement on the modalities continues to be our primary focus, but it was also clear from the discussion the importance that participants attach to progressing on the other issues in the negotiations. And in this respect, the single undertaking remains the basic guarantee to all participants. The different negotiating issues are moving at their own rhythm, and Chairman's text will appear as the substantive discussions in the negotiating groups ripen these issues. It's therefore important that we keep a sustained pace of work in all negotiating groups. I believe that this is the best way to ensure that all issues receive appropriate treatment so that they can come to full maturity in time to conclude the round. While circulation of the revised draft modalities text in agriculture and NAMA had originally been foreseen in November, it's now clear, particularly in agriculture, that a bit more time would allow more details to be settled, which would allow the chair to table a more comprehensive revised text. Both the Ag and NAMA chairs will resume their consultations in early January, following which they intend to circulate their revised text somewhere around the end of January. The establishment of the modalities should then be about 1 month later, which is likely to necessitate a horizontal process, that is, one covering both agriculture and NAMA together. We will only know at what level this horizontal process will need to take place once we have seen how much work remains to be done to get to modalities. I think we all agree that the modalities are the gateway to concluding the round. Once they're in place, a new phase in the negotiation will open, with three components to run in parallel: scheduling agriculture and NAMA, tabling final offers and scheduling in services, and finalizing the other rules making part of the negotiation. Since this informal meeting of November 30th, work has continued across the board. The process continues to be text-driven in key areas, and it is the substance that drives the text. The aim of circulating draft text is to give the negotiators a basis from which they can work. The chairs are providing their text to assist the negotiators. That is their role, and they are well aware that subsequent revisions of their initial text will be necessary. This is, in my view, the only way to move now towards consensus. As I foreshadowed in my remarks on the 30th of November, the Rules Chairman has now circulated his draft consolidated text on anti-dumping, on subsidies and on countervailing measures, including fisheries subsidies. As expected, the reactions to these texts have been varied. This reflects the significance of these texts and the important areas they cover. It is clear, however, that the rules negotiation have now moved to a new level of specificity, and this is a welcome development. In the area of trade facilitation, progress has also been registered on the bottom-up drafting process initiated last month. Similarly, in the S&D work program, text-based discussions have progressed on the agreement-specific proposals and the monitoring mechanism. And we will hear from the CTD Special Sessions Chairman later today that he intends to come back to these discussions early next year. In other areas, some differences have become more apparent, notably in services and trade and environment. Without in any way diminishing the importance of the positions involved, I believe that we can see these two as an evidence that the negotiations overall are moving to a more intensive phase. The high-level political commitment on every side to concluding the round successfully continues to be reiterated constantly. It's been very much a prominent feature of the contacts and meetings which I've had with your governments and your ministers since I last reported to the General Council in October. Of course, our challenge here in Geneva remains to give practical effect to these commitments and to do it without delay. Our major focus has to remain on substance, for sure, but we also have to keep an eye on the clock. As we all know, time and tide wait for no man. If we agree on modalities early next year, I believe that we should be able to conclude the round before the end of 2008. Finally, Mr. Chairman, at the November 30th informal TNC, I provided a brief update on the issues of GI extension and the relationship between the TRIPS agreement and the CBD. Since my last report in July, Rufus Yaksa has continued to hold consultations on my behalf in various formats on these issues. During his consultations, the proponents on both of these issues proposed language which would provide for a commitment to negotiate in these two areas. These proposals met opposition from other members, And after the November 30th informal TNC, OFUS has held open-ended consultations on these issues, which at this stage have not revealed changes in delegation positions. So Rufus will continue his consultation with this view to try and find a common ground. That concludes my report today, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, DG.